This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Real consequences to voter purges. Since the fall of 2019, when ACORN, Labor Neighbor Research and Training Center, and the Ohio Voter Project organized the Voter Purge Project, we've painstakingly processed the voter list in numerous states around the country as a bulwark against voter suppression. In the beginning, we were only handling a dozen or so states going into the 2020 national election, but now we're handling more than 45 states and closing in on all 50. VPP has found some irregularities from time to time, and in that capacity acts as a safeguard on states because our process involves comparing pure voter lists on a frequent basis, monthly, where lists are easily available and affordable, so that we can monitor irregularities that are either inadvertent or deliberate. We are the accountability police for voter lists. During several cycles, we've run a phone matching and texting program to alert purge voters that there may have been errors in moving them to re-register. Our mission is to serve as a hedge against any attempts at voter suppression. We've ranked states with data down to the county or parish level. This is something we know a lot about. Mostly, our work is highlighted when federal elections are on the calendar. Increasingly, and interestingly, voter purges have become a front-page issue in an unusual situation in New Orleans now. A citizen recall effort has been circulating petitions to oust the current mayor, LaToya Cantrell, who's now in the second year of her second term. Under Louisiana law, for a petition to be successful, organizers have to garner valid signatures from 20% of the parish's active registered voters as of the date of the petition's initiation, which in this case was August 26. According to the Secretary of State's office, that would have been 49,976 names. So what does this have to do with voter purges? Well, the recallers have filed suit against the Orleans Parish Registrar of Voters, claiming that she didn't do the purges she should have done over the last 17 years. Employing an analysis from a very reputable local firm, Gulf Coast Resources, they claim the Orleans Parish list includes nearly 33,000 ineligible names, including 21,000 people who've moved out of state, 9,000 who've moved out of the parish, and 500 people who've died. Our most recent report would have had the number at over 52,000 and the Orleans purge rate at 1.85%, which is in the range of what would be normal year to year in comparison to the rest of the state. People who die need to be removed. People who are inactive are supposed to receive a postcard or some other indication to determine if they've changed addresses, and if they do not respond after not having voted for two cycles, they should be subject to removal based on the most recent Supreme Court decision. Certainly, this is happening at some consistent level since I've gotten such notices at the passing of my parents. The mission of the Voter Purge Project is to make sure no one is purged that should still be on the list. The objective of the recall petitioners is to see that more voters are purged in order to lower the threshold they need to make the petition valid. If all the voters they allege should be purged, that would lower their number by 6,534 signatures. Without knowing more about the methodology or the time frame used by Gulf Coast Resources, it's impossible to say with any surety whether their numbers are correct. Our processing compares pure list to pure list. Many others use enhanced lists, which depend on other databases rather than just using lists to the list method, which can cloud the number in a way that apples are not oranges. VPP constantly worries that in the haphazard way that voter lists are managed, there can be too many slips, inadvertent or deliberate, between the cup and the lip, as local governmental units move the numbers to the Secretary of State. Certainly, when we found the 40,000 voter error in Ohio, part of the problem was that the Secretary of State had dropped 25,000 voters coming from two very blue counties in that state where the records indicated these voters were still active. The response in Ohio was simply, whoops, sorry, we put them back on. No penalty in short, even though there was a clear foul. In any case, secretaries of state depend on local election staff for the numbers, and they are where the buck has to stop. Without being able to comment on the Gulf Coast work, which may be perfectly sound, it is clear legally that the official voter list is held in the custody of the Secretary of State. And right or wrong, the number they determined in August would seem to be the valid number for the petition. If there is a foul in Louisiana, logically, a suit, if it had any standing, would be filed against that office rather than the parish office, even if the allegation of error was at the parish level, since it is the state that's accountable for the final certification. Not being a lawyer, I better not practice without a license anymore. Nonetheless, As VPP has pointed out repeatedly and done so in conversations with secretaries of state all over the country, the fact that there are not clear standards and legal guidelines in managing the voter list is a recipe for confusion and chaos and needs to be corrected in a nonpartisan way to protect voters. The current partisan attacks on voting act to discredit confidence in the system and chill this fundamental democratic right of citizen participation. Additionally, as ACORN has found in numerous state and local initiative procedures at the local and state level, sometimes to our peril, is that it's never enough to just hit the number. The goal has to be to go 25 to 50% higher to have a margin that is unassailable. Politics is not a fair fight, but a blood sport. And if petitioners are saying they're only 1,000 signatures or less short of the minimum goal, our history would say that's too close. And whether the purges are right or wrong and the lawyers are good or bad, it's unlikely in our experiences that they could prevail. This is Wade Renthke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.